I think that if you look at the Iraq study group, it's talking about a timetable of 2008. I'm not particularly wedded to a timetable. I think we should be making the moves as and when appropriate. When the Iraqi army is trained to the right level, when the Iraqi authorities are ready to take more control, then we should hand over that control and then we should pull our forces back. It may be possible to do some of that in advance of 2008, so I don't think we should get too wedded to a timetable. If I was the British Prime Minister, I would be asking, what more can the Iraqi army do? What more can we help to build it up? And what more can we hand over to the elected Iraqi authorities? I was in Baghdad and Basra recently, and I think the Iraqi government does want to do more. They have an ambition to do more, and I think actually really getting to grips with some of the sectarian fighting in Iraq is going to take the intervention of the Iraqi government and a coming together at the centre of Iraq of Sunni, Shia and Kurd with a determination to stop the sectarian killings. Because in the end, it's not British and American forces that will stop the Sunni and the Shia militias. It's going to need to be an Iraqi-led solution. And that, I think, is the most important thing that needs to happen.